the same. It's the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam, Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about the new concept of death in the school of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us.
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء كربلاء.
Today, Monday, is the 17th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al-Ma'idah, verse 54.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu man yartadda minkum 'an dinihi fasawfa ya'ti Allahu biqawm. فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِي اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم.
O you who have believed, whoever of you should revert from his religion, Allah will bring forth in place of them a people He will love and who will love Him, who are humble toward the believers, powerful against the disbelievers. They strive in the cause of Allah and do not fear the blame of a critic. That is the favor of Allah. He bestows it upon whom He wills. And Allah is all-encompassing and knowing.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
As a general rule, it warns all the Muslims that if any one of them turns away from his religion, he does not harm Allah, his religion, Muslim society, and the rapid process of progression, because Allah will soon bring forward a group of people to support this religion. Then the Quran explains the qualities of those who must undertake this great mission. They love Allah. They are humble and kind unto the believers, while they are stern and forceful against the enemies. And striving in the way of Allah is their constant program.
السلام على المرسلين. السلام على المرسلين.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, this is our question for this part. Did Imam al-Hussein know he would be killed? Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, though knew most of the people of Iraq will not follow him, he did his duty by answering their unanimous call. Imam al-Hussein sent his agent, Muslim ibn Aqil, to Kufa since he wanted to do the investigation as an ordinary human being does. This is while he knew the situation in Kufa by extraordinary means of knowledge and that Muslim ibn Aqil will be killed, yet he was not supposed to act based on what is concealed from an ordinary human being. He acts based on the extraordinary means of knowledge only if Allah wishes so, and such circumstances are rare. Thus, such extraordinary knowledge has a spiritual aspect as being the representative of Allah, and the reason for it must be sought on this level, and it is not for the purpose of influencing and controlling the events on the level of ordinary understanding.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the concept and phenomenon of death as viewed by Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In fact, from the point of Islamic teachings, human beings experience two types of lives or two modes or two phases of life. The first one is life in this world, and another one is life in the afterlife, life in the hereafter. From this point, we find that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, never showed any sign of being scared of death. Rather, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam gave the good tidings of receiving all the benefits and all the graces available in the afterlife. From this point, we find that the depiction of death from the viewpoint of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is something totally different. From the point of the Islamic doctrines and Islamic teachings, we find that the afterlife is a mirror of our life in this world. That is, whatever we accomplish in this world, we find its reflection in our life in the after death, in the intermediary phase between our death and the resurrection.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
We have interesting point here, a life like Ali and a death like Hussein. The principles for which the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein at Karbala happened are most forgotten. The religious gatherings on the occasion of Ashura in the month of Muharram, majalis, organized by the Shia and the Sunni communities, have taken the form of mere rituals rather than taking lessons to fight for the essence of truth and establishment of justice in favor of humane ethos. The mourners of the day seem to just be a part of the annual routine of Muharram. Our time is passing through one of the most difficult times. Organizations like the Taliban, ISIS, Boko Haram, and many others are more inclined to establish their supremacy than establishing Islamic traits of love, compassion, brotherhood, and inclusivity. The worst part of this is that they are abusing the human rights bestowed by Allah in the name of establishing the religious rule. It will be better for us to take the righteous path specified by the martyrdom at Karbala.
Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
This is today's special. Ethical Dilemma of Umar ibn Sa'd. In the same tragedy of Karbala, the cursed commander of Yazid's army, Umar ibn Sa'd, was faced with an ethical dilemma, which resulted in him arriving in Karbala. His motivation for committing such a heinous crime was purely this world, this dunya. He was offered the governorship of Ray, present-day Tehran. Interesting point to note is that shaitan always provides justification and beautifies your sin. After this internal battle with himself, he concluded with shaitan's help that the governorship of Ray is like selling for cash while the promise of Jannah is like selling on credit terms, and cash is always better than credit. Umar ibn Sa'd's logic was that I will commit this crime and then afterwards I will repent profusely. This will mean I get dunya and Jannah in the hereafter. The lesson to remember is that both dunya, this world, and akhirah, afterwards, are not possible. It's either one or the other. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Peace and salutations upon you, O Master of Martyrs, Ya Sayyid al-Shuhada. We talked about benefiting from Ziyarat Ashura, and we talked about the final position which we reach if we incorporate Ziyarat Ashura in our lives, that is reaching Al-Maqam Al-Mahmud, the praiseworthy station, the station of the Prophet, the station of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It is important for us to know on such a day that when we talk about the station of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, that we don't separate Imam Hussein alayhi salam from Imam Mahdi. We need to know that who is the one that is crying the most, who is the one that is can see what exactly happened to Imam Hussein. It is Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajah. We read in Ziyarat Nahiyah, one of the ziyarats attributed to Imam Mahdi, that he says, فَلْأَنْدُبَنَّكَ صَبَاحًا وَمَسَاءً I will therefore lament you morning and evening, Imam Hussein. Imam Mahdi says, I'll cry for you day and night. وَلِأَبْكِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بَدَلَ الدُّمُوعِ دَمًا And will weep blood in places of tears. This is haqiqat, this is a reality. He is not metaphorically speaking. Imam Mahdi is crying blood for Imam Hussein. When we look and incorporate this Maqam al-Mahmud, and we say that who has Maqam al-Mahmud right now on this earth, it is Imam Mahdi. And we say that Imam Mahdi's grief and crying is the crying that is accepted.
So we follow this interesting topic, I mean the death in Imam Hussein's view. So I invite you to listen to the next episode of today's special. Until then, fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin وآل محمد